Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk a little bit about networking. Are face-to-face meetings worth it in 2019? It's December, it's the end of 2018. Tim and I were kind of discussing 2019 plans. As you know, we're partners, not only in podcasts, but we have this awesome website, wpgears.com, where we host WordPress courses. It's a learning platform and produce a lot of WordPress content. And so we're in planning mode for 2019, and we just attended WordCamp US. Sorry, you're probably going to hear us say that all week long on every episode this week, yeah. Because we're pumped up and hyped about it.
To conference high.
Yeah, we just came back, and we got to meet face-to-face with potential, you know, collaborators, partners, business associates, as well as with friends and stuff. And we felt like it was really important to just kind of touch base on that, you know, talk about it. Is it worth it? You know, and I said, we need to share that with our audience. So that's kind of how it came to be.
Yeah, definitely. And I think in this day and age, you know, this year moving into 2019 as well, remote jobs, remote working is becoming more and more streamlined and more mainstream, where even more of the big companies are allowing their employees to work at least part-time from home or full-time from home. And so, you know, that's kind of like the dream, working from home remotely and stuff, and having, you know, meetings over the internet, Slack, Zoom, whatever. However, even though that is becoming easier and easier and more popular, I don't think it completely can replace the need for face-to-face meetings. Getting together, shaking someone's hand, looking them in the eye, not through a screen, but face-to-face. There's so much value there, and you know, things that you can't really get. You know, even though Zoom is awesome and other video conferencing platforms are really valuable, they can't fully replace, you know, being there in the moment with someone, in, you know, being able to collaborate and you know, grab a meal together and so forth. So I guess to answer the question, are face-to-face meetings worth it in 2019? I think both of us, you know, a resounding yes. Definitely, you know, make it happen. Yeah.
There's nothing quite that can replace that face to face. I mean, you can. Technology is awesome. It allows you to do a lot of things this day and age. We work with people all over the world, both on our teams as well as clients from all around the world and customers from all around the world, and we're able to accomplish a lot. But it just, when you get in a, you know, at least for me, I mean, I'm an extrovert. I'm a networker. I'm a person who loves that face-to-face time and stuff. And you just get to go so much deeper when you're in person and stuff. And it's just a whole lot better, you know. So are they worth it? You're right, Tim. I agree.
They are. Yeah. And I think that goes with, you know, we're kind of coming off of WordCamp. And so, you know, partners, collaborators, you know, meeting, you know, new people to potentially, you know, work with or hire or whatever it may be. But I think that also holds true even with client meetings too. If you're working, you know, doing local business, you know, meeting face to face can really help, you know, close the deal. It can really help, you know, provide that extra boost of confidence, you know, that a company needs in order to invest in you or continue investing in you. And so there's a lot of value in, you know, every once in a while visiting your clients in person, grabbing lunch, taking them out to lunch, that sort of a thing. You know, I have friends that, you know, I can't remember who it was exactly, but we were in Orange County, and they had a longtime client in California. They were from out of state. And so they went and, you know, drove, you know, an hour or so to go meet them face to face because there's value there. You know, they had been working together for a while. They're an important client. And so, you know, meeting them face to face, you know, can go a long way in strengthening that relationship for months and years to come.
Absolutely. Well, there you go. Are face-to-face meetings worth it in 2019? Absolutely. Get out, go to some conferences, come out to some of the WordCamps, go to your local meetups, get involved. You're going to be surprised and amazed at what getting face-to-face with other human beings in your space can do for you. Tomorrow we've got another great topic. Can I use WordPress multi-site to host client sites? Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.